So you have the Etzem Adlokas Neiris itself is Ki'ilu an Inyan for Hanukkah, even without the Neis. The Neis was an intensification of the Hadlokas Neiris, but the Etzem act was an act of Hadlokas Neiris. So the Shaila is, the Beis HaMikdash was in disarray. The Talmud wasn't being brought, this wasn't being brought, everything was a Churban. So it says they cleared it out. So I could expect they would start bringing the Talmud again, would be the high point. And there is one of the days that start bringing the Talmud is Nikva as a Chag in Milgadilas Tainis. But the Dliku Neiris Mitzar Atzmam is the bringing back of the Beis HaMikdash. So Hadlokas Neiris itself has a Yichud that the other Inyanim don't have. And based on the way it's expressed in Al Nisim, the Yichud of Hadlokas Neiris requires the Tiaru and the Pinu are all part of the Hachana for Hadlokas Neiris. So that's an akuda I would like to try to be master. In Hadlokas Neiris itself, you have a very strange halacha. The most important avodas in the Beis HaMikdash require a kohen. Kemat all the asiyas avoda requires a kohen. The exception is, according to the Rambam, one of the very few exceptions, is hadlokas neiris. The hatovas neiris, the dishon of the menorah, the hatovas neiris, the cleaning out of the menorah and the preparing the psilis, that requires a kohen. And avoidas ksher bekoyen dafka, and those in yanim. In that lock itself is kosher bazaar. There's a technical issue, and the Rambam says if you take the menorah out and lights it outside, and there are all sorts of technical trials with it. But al kaponim, that's the halacha. The Ravid dingzich, and the Ravid says that it's exaggerated to say that it's kosher lechatchila. It's only kosher b'di'evit. But Eich Shaloyeh, you have an extraordinary halacha here. The hadlaka itself is not, it's kosher bazaar, certainly according to everybody. The hatava and so on, is which is l'chur n'avoy d'p'chusa, is not kosher bazaar. As a matter of fact, l'moshel, in the dishon of the Mizbeach, so it's also avoid of a kohen, but it says he wore different begadim because it's an avoid of pusa. It's not the same begadim that you wear that when you clean out, you don't wear when you serve the melech. So in the avoid of pusa of the neiris, dafke b'kohen, and in the chur, the avoid of shuva, there's also machlokes. According to the pasuk says that neiris were done twice, in the morning and the evening. So machlokes rishonim, whether or not they would lit twice a day, the Rambam, or the Rashba, and others say that the Hatava was made in the morning and the Adlok was made at night. And according to those sheetas, you see that there's when the Torah mentions Neiris in the morning and Neiris at night, there's certainly an equating of Avodas Hatova to Avodas Hadlaka. There's a shayla if Hatova could include, does it mean Hadlaka or not? Well, Kaponim, you see very clearly that Hatova is a full Avoda. And it's the only time, and Disham Mizbeach is an Avoda, but you only take off a bit of it. It's not, you don't clean out the Mizbeach. You take off a chelak of it, and you bring it as a Truma Sadeshan. You clear it off, whenever you need it to clear off, every so often you have to clean it out. But it wasn't, and certainly wasn't the high point of Avoda Mizbeach. It was the first Avoda to necessary, but it wasn't the Avoda. So I'd like to touch on Nekuda Vadlaka in how it's different than other Avodas. I would like to preface it with a certain Nekuda. The Kadmonim, specifically the most famous is Reb Chaim Vital, Navodis HaKodesh, maps out the Kreichas HaNefesh of people. And he maps it out vis-a-vis the various the Yesodis of the world, Ofer and Mayim and Avir and Eish. And Eish is one of the Koichos HaNefesh of a person. The koyach hanefesh, in the koyachas hanefesh, eish can be latoyv, it can be lara, kas and kepeda and gaiva are lara, and the shifa for koydish is latoyv. But there's another difference in eish that is unique to the element of eish. When you have you can have a light burning, and if you can put water on it and extinguish it. That's one way to get rid of the fire. There's another way to get rid of it. If you put up a thick piece of cloth, an opaque a piece of material, and there's no more light. In other words, since oil is something which is very pure, it's something which is meramis on something ruchni, by surrounding it with something that's chaymer, by something that's gashmiistic, you effectively block out the light. A person has a piece of cloth. The more threadbare it is, the less threads, the light can be seen through it more and more and more. The thicker the cloth, there's less and less light that you see. So light has another block. Besides the enemy of water, light has in itself a quality that the thicker and the coarser the material between you and it, it is effectively gone. The air is effectively gone. Me'idach kisa, fire is something that seems to be like alive almost. It's something that moves kind of and has a certain koach of continuing itself, but you can block it out when you have a material around it. The Balatanya, when he describes the koyches hanefesh of a person, and he speaks, he draws a picture of how should a person work on himself. In other words, the Briach HaTichon of the Sefer Tanya is as follows. Don't picture Yiddishkeit as a need to instill or inspire Yiddishkeit into a person. That's not a wrong picture. You're approaching it already wrong if that's how you approach it. He says, Be'etzem, every single Yid has an neshama that's a chelko kai mimal. And he gives a mashal, just like fire, when it dances upwards, the natural tenua of fire is to flicker upwards. Is masbe al pi dekadmonim, that is because it's trying to reach the sheirish of fire, which is lamala, or whatever it is. But akapanim, it's a motion of trying to reach upwards to its natural state. Every person that has an neshama in himself, the etzim has a passion or a drive to go upwards. What it requires is to take away the things that are blocking it. You're not inspiring. That's an eish zara. If you come in to try to bring a fire in from the outside, that's not the fire that was meant. The fire is in the person. The reason why the person has no sense of it and no feeling of it is because it's dampened, it's blocked. It's just like if you build a very big oven, a baker's oven, but next door you want to have a restaurant where people can sit and eat. You make a lot of layers of brick and you don't feel anything on the other side. The problem with the lack of hargosha, of chiyus, lies in the fact that the person is blocked from sensing it rather than lacking it. That's the Briach HaTichon of the Tanya and Betzos Avodah. And the Mela, the Avodah lies in twofold. He says the Avodah lies in taking away the dirt and so on, and in the Mela coaxing up the flame. There's a lashon of Zohar HaKadosh. Zohar HaKadosh says, it's a very eerie conversation. It says the Rosh, the Masifta Rakia, came and taught Rav Shem Yochai, and one of the things that he asked him was to explain to him Tzadik V'Ralei. So he told him that It says or meaning eitz. Loshna Ram is or is eitz. The loy in hara. If you put a piece of wood into a fire, like when you build a campfire, and the wood is not catching fire, batishle, you bang on it, visnara, and it begins to light up. That's the quote from the Rosh Mesivter Rekia. In other words, the reason why a block of wood doesn't burn well is not because it doesn't possess tunis of a koyach of esh, but it's a big block. Splinter it, crack it into pieces, it will flare up. Like in Hanalach, you have the small piece of wood that make the big piece of wood. You start with splinters and small pieces. The more splintered it is, the less it's chaymer, the less it's thick and solid, the better it'll burn and it'll give light. So in other words, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tunis hanefesh of a person is that if a person is placid, if a person has stayed, a person is in one place, he tends to become overgrown and caked, like a person has chimneys have to be swept and the old time kerosene lamps have to be cleaned. The klal is things tend to accumulate grime, and if you don't shake it, it will clog out the fire effectively. There's a famous vort in the Kotzke, very, very sharp vort. He meant it with a few different oifanim. The Gemara says in Brachis that when the Chachamim, Talmid Chachamim used to get up, there were so many Talmid Chachamim that the cloud of dust from their getting up used to block out the sun. So the Kotzke said, sometimes sitting in Beis Medrash, you can get so overgrown with dirt that you don't see the sun anymore. In other words, if a person doesn't shake himself up, if a person doesn't move, if a person doesn't get rattled or doesn't rattle himself, it's not going. He will become overgrown, and sitting in Beis Medrash, he won't see the sun either. That's the Kotzke's sharp thought. But at any rate, a person's neshama is something which has a tchun of esh. It will slowly and steadily diminish its light, and unless a person keeps the panes clear and it doesn't let grime accumulate. The Aveda of the Menorah in the Beis Hamikdash paralleled the Aveda of this chelak of a person. In other words, the oir in the Beis Hamikdash carried the same tchunis of the bria of or as a person has it. It says that the chiyuv by Aaron was baloischa ad sheteya shalheves oila meleha. In other words, the fire, the putting the match to it, was only a catalyst for the oil to burn on its own. The avoida in menorah was not to put the fire in, it was to draw the fire out. And it's nifla. There was no avoidas koyin in putting in lighting it, because the fire is within the earth. The avoida of the koyin was to take out the grime out of the menorah. The avoida in being marba or lies not in putting more matches in, but in cleaning out the nair that it should be able to light. So the cleaning out is kosher, is dafka koyin, because that's a real avoida. That's the avoida of mikdash. The lighting it, the Rambam says, is even kosher without is kosher with a zar, because in a certain sense, if fire is able to catch hold, it always was inside and not brought the outside. The outside was a catalyst to get things heated up, but the fire bursts out from within. So the one that's madlik is in a certain sense just a chetimtza, whereas the one that's menake, meitiv, and medashe in the menorah is the one that's doing it. It's interesting, Chazal say that there was a difference in the fire that was there in Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. It says the fire in Bayis Rishon was revutza ka'ari. it crouched like a lion. And the fire in Vayesheni was revuta kekelef. It lay like a kelef. So the pshat normally is, it looked like this was shaped like a dog, this was shaped like a lion. But it doesn't say that. It says here was revutza kari, and here was revutza kekelef. There was a difference in the crouching between an ari and a kelef. And the difference is, an ari is kuloi gvura. When an ari is crouching, it's because it's like a spring primed up, waiting to jump. He's either crouching because he's getting ready to jump, or he's crouching because somebody penned him in. But he's pushing against the pen, and he's proactive, and he's going to break out. A kelev is a similar vachna. It says boy nishtach v'nichra. So the kelev is korea and mishtachve and so on. A kelev is hachna. When a kelev crouches, it's the pshat, he's dead, he's down. It's a lack of chiyus, not a be'etzem chiyus. The chiluk in Bayis Sheni was a much lower darga, so male the oyer wasn't a real oyer. Real oyer is waiting to go, it's waiting to jump, and you just have to remove, it's like a spring that's wound up. If you take out the piece that's blocking it, it's going to push. So we start out with the shayla of Boba Necha. They were metaher, they were mefane, and then there was madlik neiris. Because hadlokas neiris, of all the in other avoda, tuma and tahira is a chetimtza. There's a loch in hilchis hakrova that it can't be betuma. Yeah, so you need to do it in hadlokka. The clearing out of the garbage is the hechetimtza for the hadlokka be'etzim. The tuma is poigea in the hadlokka, and b'meila it is something which getting it out, cleaning it out, makes the light. It's very interesting. Of all the things, if a person has a speck of dirt on his clothing, it's not nice. If you have a speck of dirt on your glasses, it blocks out half your vision. It's intolerable. In when it comes to ha'ara, the tinuf and the tuma is be'etzim what's mastered. You need to take it away, and what you get is toiv and ar. I would like to address a point of Merkin started it, and I'd like to address it Leonenu. It's Baruch Hashem, it's been a good zman until now, but I think almost everybody here walks around with a similar hagasha. Most everybody here learned Eretz Yisrael, and there's a certain sense of fire, there's a certain sense of ash, a certain sense of or. Some of it had to do with a certain chvivus of a tchila. Some of it had to do with a certain matzav. But for whatever it is, people wait to get inspired. People wait to be turned on fire and so on. We don't understand that being engaged, the more chayma, the more anything we do besides the learning and so on, blocks it. We learned in their mitzvah, the last piece, the next to last piece, that oyer is shayach to beis hamikdash dafka because chayma blocks out oyer. Whenever you have anything, the more you misasik in physical things and outside things, the less there is fire and light. You don't need to bring inspiration in as much as you need to filter out the achiras. It's like somebody walks into the room and says it's not bright enough. We tell them, you know, why don't you first try to wipe the glasses, and then let's see. Baruch Hashem, it's pretty much the inyanim humrim that many of you have been misasik has come to a stop now, and there's a big break, Baruch Hashem, and it's a tremendous time to withdraw a little bit from that world. And then you will see how much light there is in this world. If a person's mind is cluttered, the mind fills up with the easiest thing. So things that are physical, things that are nonsense, things that varnishal mabekach, have the easiest time in the mind. And when it fills a person, he doesn't have a makah for oyer. If a person is really mishtoikek, for if a person really mishtoikek for feeling fire again, instead of waiting for someone to come light the fire, he should try to take off all the big logs that he put on the fire, and there's a fire there. As long as a person has a nefesh, as long as a person has a neshama, that is fire. That's revutza kari. The chelik alekai mimal is pushing, it presses. The reason why a person b'chal wants to be here, even though it may or may not be going good, is because something is pushing against it. But the teva, the physical things, and I know it doesn't have to be dvarim asurim, a restaurant, a mall, all these things, is that if that becomes part of the person, it clogs out. Because fire is very thin, it's very refined. All it takes, a sheet of paper already cuts the light down by who knows how much. Three sheets of paper, kemat, there's no light there. It doesn't take much to block it out. The process that is required is zichuch. And a person requires a little bit of withdrawing back into the world of Torah, a little bit of staying within the Beis Medrash, within the confines of Beis Medrash. Every person knows himself. Every person knows what he needs to do. But I think a common denominator of all of us is we all have a tremendous cheshek to feel that passion. We know we're doing the right thing, we know it's what we should be doing, it's what we want to do, and we desperately want to get back a sense of that fire. And that's the Zohar Kaddish's Eitzah. Or the Le'inhara, a piece of wood that doesn't burn. Wood burns, but the problem is it's too megushimdik. It's a big block. Butishle, shake it a little bit. We don't need to have yisurim chas v'shalom. We need to shake a little bit to break ourselves a little bit. Breaking means not going out. It means not getting involved in something else. Anything that's chaymer that takes the place of ruchnis in a big way. If you butishle, so it says v'hodaka inara, then it lights again. When the avoid of everybody's migdash is when he goes in and he's mitayer and he's mefana and as long as the person is honest, he's honest. That's the mitzias. But now we have a tremendous proof of almost 2 months to withdraw back again and be toyamit and be toyam the air again. And the Bezos Hashem, Hanukkah is a good time for a start. We had a physical break a little bit. Things may still be a little hectic in the other yonim, but it's basically coming to a close. And a person has to chaz over to himself that the cleaner, the clearer he keeps, the more mezuchach he keeps his own chayma, the more he'll have a sense of that oil. Lichtige Hanukkah. Sorry.
There's a whole bunch of bread donuts we got for everybody. Things over there. Want to take some more food or something?